Sakic scores! Gio Sakic scores! And that makes it 5-2 Canada.
Here's Lemieux. The center penalty coming up. Look at Lemieux! Oh my heavens! What a goal! What a move!
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows.
That is the unmistakable voice of Bob Cole on Play by Play, an immortal voice in Canadian hockey, and he's passed away at the age of 90. Here to pay tribute, TSN's Jim Taddy. Jim, always happy to say good morning to you. Welcome, even on this occasion.
John, thanks for having me on. It's an honor to pay tribute to Bob. I mean, you heard in the play-by-play that you put together there. I mean, he just brought you into the game. He reacted as your mind. I mean, you couldn't say those words as fast as Bob, but as he was describing the play, you'd be thinking that. And to my knowledge, maybe the first guy to ever do that. He just brought you right into the game. He just added a layer to something that was special and just became part of it. What a great guy.
And I understand he was coached early on by another famous voice in Canadian play-by-play who said, you need to have more urgency.
I don't even know that story. I got to be honest with you. But, you know, he was preceded by Danny Gallivan, Foster Hewitt, Bill Hewitt, and somehow cut his own path. Those three names that I mentioned really created the art, in my opinion. Danny Gallivan added to it. Certainly Foster created it and Bill added to it. But Bob found his own way, and he was urgent. I mean, he drew you right into that play.
What do you think is the magic of being a great play-by-play person? Is it almost being the voice that exists inside the head of the person who's sitting on the couch at home?
I wish I could answer that. All I can tell you is, because I've never done it, oddly enough, even though that's what I wanted to do when I started out, I sit beside Joe Bowen on a regular basis. I think the key to it is to describe it as it happens. And Joe does that just unbelievably well, because you'll sit there right beside him. There was a play that I talk about from time to time where it was Mitch Marner who scored against Edmonton a couple of years ago. And I think it was an overtime goal. And he described it as it was happening. I mean, that is it. To be able to do that and not have a delay of a second or a half second, he literally, as it was happening on the ice, Joe was totally in sync. That's what it takes to be an excellent play-by-play voice. And you could feel that in Bob. He certainly could do that. And as he was doing that, he would either ask you a question or make a remark about, summing up what he was describing as it was happening in sync. That's a real art form.
And we're talking all about his work, but I wonder what you can tell us about Bob Cole, the man.
I wasn't a close personal friend, but I did talk to him a lot at what was then the Air Canada Centre and Scotiabank Arena. When he was there, he would sit down with you and have supper with you and talk to you like you'd known him for 50 years. I mean, he did that with everybody. You'll see on social media, everybody has their picture of him because he made the rounds. When he did a Hockey Night in Canada game, he spent his time as, obviously doing a lot of prep work, but he also spent a lot of time with everybody. So he was very accessible and just made you feel very comfortable, even though he had a much loftier status than the rest of us. But, I mean, he was just that guy. He really represented. I mean, if you had to say, who was Hockey Night in Canada? And there's a lot of people that made that special. He certainly was the face and the voice of it. There's no question in my mind about that.
Okay, and Jim Taddy, I can't let you go without us referencing the fact that Game 4, Leafs-Bruins, is happening on the weekend. Anything you want to say in advance of that?
Just it's all on the table. So, you could always do the history lesson and be upset about losing Game 3. But it's what happens in Game 4 that really tips us one way or the other. Obviously, it ties the series or puts them in a deep hole. I just think that it's, I would call this answering the bell game. So, you have to just do it. That's all. Forget about the explanation. Just do it.
Jim, thanks a lot.
Thanks, John. Have a good
day. Jim Taddy from TSN. What did he say? Ringing the bell? Yeah, it's all of a sudden I was thinking of back in the day. You got to be of a certain age, but series television, Quinn Martin, every episode had a name. So it would be the Toronto Maple Leafs, a Quinn Martin production, now ringing the bell.